Disarm doors, cross check, cabin crew, prepare for landing.
If there is a welcome party in Sydney for the IPL Australian cricketers. Okay, you know I have a thing about cricket anyway.
Yeah.
But this just sends me completely off the Richter.
Bunta.
Okay, so the Aussie cricket team that knew they were flying over to India, knew there was a problem in India, but still went because they're greedy and they wanted to make a lot of money and then have whinged. Slater's the worst. Whinged because they've been stuck in the Maldives where I was supposed to go on my honeymoon and never made it. Okay, might be personal, but I will say.
It's okay, I'm with you.
That's all right. Thank you. So they flew into Perth overnight to refuel and they've just touched down in Sydney just over 13 minutes ago. Not that I'm stalking them. Why, firstly, how have they taken the place of that many expats who've been stuck over there and trying to get home, not just during this crisis, trying to get home for months and months and months?
Did they bring you a shisha pipe home?
They should have bought me a shisha pipe home. I had a friend buy me a shisha pipe. I kid you not, and then handed it to me and dropped it.
Oh, no!
Shisha, all right?
Yeah, I tell you, I said more than shisha. I said fifsha.
That gives me the shishs.
Anyway, okay. Back to the cricketers. ScoMo has said, no, they're not getting any special treatment. They're not getting any special treatment not whatsoever. If that's the case, why are they not in Darwin like everyone else
exactly.
that flies in from India?
They're all flying into Darwin.
It is just disgusting.
Well said.
Well, there's a lot more I could say, but anyway.
Boy, if you want to talk about disgusting, what's going on in the Gaza at the moment
is awful.
There's been another airstrike. 42 people have passed away from this most recent one. The United Nations are saying, everyone stop, stop. But, it's, you know, they never listen. No. Antonio Guterres, he must wonder why he even took the job in the first place. But we'll get to it a bit later on this morning. However, this is just an awful situation that's been going on for thousands of years and everyone just wishes, like, just stop, stop.
Yeah, it's true.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
stop it.
It's really bad.
And here on the Gold Coast, well, we can raise the flag high. We owe $1.6 billion in tax debt for small businesses here on the Gold Coast.
Oh, dear.
Yep, and that is only going to rise at tax time around June 31. A couple of small businesses are closing down, but it is really crunch time at the moment. A lot of them are snowballing. Is it negotiable tax?
I'm not sure, mate.
Yeah, but like if you've got a big tax bill and you go and say, look, I can't afford this whole thing, but I'll give you half.
Oh, yeah.
They might start listing. So $1.6 billion is a lot of money, and that's only here on the Gold Coast. So a lot of small businesses are going to really feel the pinch over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Well, thanks to Cove International Boat Show on this weekend. You can launder it through a couple of boats.
Yeah, we'll find out.
You look very guilty there when I said that, Spider. Oh, it was Josh and...
It's like you've just cracked his foolproof plan and he doesn't know what to do.
I know, Luke.
Okay. I'm not getting a boat now.
Oh, that's right. You're just getting another horse.